Every time I encounter our gospel from this weekend, I can't help but think of a scene from Little House on the Prairie. This is, of course, the time when Carolyn, Ma, had a cut. She'd been home alone, working in the farm. She got a cut, and the cut was infected. And as the infection set in, she began to not think clearly and even collapsed a couple of times. Not knowing what to do or what was going on, she, of course, opened her Bible. And the famous scene that I'm recalling is her sitting by a fire with a knife in it, preparing to cut her hand off, to do just what this gospel says, to chop her hand off. Now, we know the Lord well enough that he would never call us to physically injure our bodies. He would never ask us to physically injure our bodies. We know enough people with all kinds of disabilities who adapt and thrive, and the human spirit is strong. Certainly, people can adapt to life without a foot or even a leg, without a hand or an arm. People are strong. But the Lord would never ask us to willingly damage our bodies. Our bodies created by him, and they are good, and they are wonderful and a mystery, and we are called to respect them. But that doesn't take the sting out of today's gospel. Maybe Jesus didn't literally want us to cut our hand off, to cut our foot off, or to pluck out an eye. But Jesus does want us to cut out those activities that we do with our hands that distract us or do damage to the building up of the kingdom of God. Jesus does want us to cut out our wanderings with our feet from the path of discipleship. And Jesus certainly wants us to use our eyes to be enlightened by the light of our baptism, and not the light or dreams or vision of so many other forces in our world. So if your hand causes you to sin, if you're reaching out to fill yourself with things that are not of God, cut it off. If you are reaching out for food to comfort yourself, cut it off. If you are reaching out to your cell phone and immersed in electronics and can't even have a dinner with your friends or family, cut it off. If you are reaching out with your hands and your thumbs and lashing out at people through text or email, cut it off. If you're so busy trying to acquire things, money, property, and goods, and not grabbing a hold of the gospel, cut it off. If your feet are causing you to wander far from the path of discipleship, remember what Jesus told Peter just a couple of weeks ago. Get behind me. Follow me. Follow the path of the Lord. Whatever wanderings, whatever vision you are following, make sure it is of the Lord, or else cut it off. If you find it easier to use your feet to flee a situation rather than engage, to dialogue, to listen to another's perspective, cut it off. We're called into community, not into isolation. If your eyes are so filled with the visions of news anchors and doomsday predictions or utter destruction as forecast by any number of people in our world today, cut it off. We are called to see with God's eyes, to see those who might be left out. If your eyes are so busy searching for great deals or for the next way to make a dollar, cut it off. Pluck it out. Let God open your eyes through the light of baptism to see those who need your hands, your feet, to reach out to them. This week in Midland, we're observing Neighboring Week. What better week to Use your feet to walk over to your neighbors. Use your hands to reach out to them in a gesture of kindness, in a gesture of reconciliation. Use your eyes to see them, not perhaps for the annoyance or for the ways in which they impede upon your life, but to see them as brothers and sisters in the Lord. So we come together this week at Eucharist. We put our feet to the ground in procession and our hands stretch forth to grab hold of the Eucharist. Our eyes are then to be enlightened by Christ, who is present to us, though invisible to the naked eye, very visible to the eyes of faith. In this liturgy, we are using our hands and our feet and our eyes to do exactly what Christ wants, to build up the kingdom. As we depart from this liturgy then, in this neighboring week, can we imagine ways that our hands, our feet, and our eyes could be put to good use? Yes, there may in fact be habits and paths that we need to cut off. There may be visions we need to pluck out of our heads, but we can, with God's help and grace, follow and build up the kingdom. One handshake, one outreach at a time, one time that our eyes are open to see someone for their needs and not for the way they inconvenience us, to see someone in their hurt and not the crusty exterior that they present, to see and to follow, to use our feet to draw closer to one another, to use our hands to draw others into our lives and God even more. For we are created in the image and likeness of God. God, who started creation, has given us all the tools we need to continue with his inspiration to build up the kingdom.